you've been listening, you might have noticed that I took a little bit of time off recently. And my staff, traders, decided to go on the search for the best tacos in New York City while I was gone. What? That's the search that I've been on for 35 years since I first arrived in New York from Chicago. And there were like 3 Mexicans in New York at the time. But New York's going through an intra-Latino cultural shift. And that means, 1, more Mexicans, and 2, better Mexican food. Antonia Cerejido and Michael Simon Johnson hit the streets of the city in search of El Mejor Taco.
Conventional wisdom says that you can't find good Mexican food in New York City.
After all, this is the city of Puerto Ricans and Dominicans.
I love Dominican food.
But Mexican arrivals are just starting to make their mark. So just to be clear, we're not talking about your fancy upscale trendy taqueria, but the kind of place where you can sit down and get a reasonably priced and delicious meal.
So we made a game plan.
We tweeted out to you folks about where we should go and got an overwhelming response that led us to focus on 3 neighborhoods.
Corona in Queens, Loisaida, or the East Village in Manhattan, and Sunset Park in Brooklyn.
So we hopped on the 7 train and thus began our talkumentary.
Corona!
Corona is in the heart of Queens.
And we're here in Queens, and it smells delicious right off the subway.
Corona was easily the most recommended neighborhood by people who got back to us on social media.
Have you seen more kids and babies in this neighborhood
than I have in the last month?
Yeah. And look, they're playing soccer.
We heard no English while we were there.
We walked west on Roosevelt Avenue to a restaurant called Tuisingo.
The strangest thing about this restaurant is that there is a deer head on the wall.
So apparently that deer head has been here since this restaurant's opening. So it's been here for 20 years.
And they immediately brought us chips, so word.
Any possible Mexican item you ever wanted is on this menu.
These are like tacos on steroids, though. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not... It's still delicious, and if anything, I think this place is, like, more comforting. Like,
leaving Queens, we heard about another place, Zaragoza, tucked away in the densely packed East Village on Avenue A.
Loisaida!
During the 80s and 90s, Loisaida, a catch-all name for the East Village and the neighboring Lower East Side, was well over half Hispanic, mostly Puerto Rican. It was only in the 2010 census that the Hispanic population of the neighborhood dipped below half for the first time since 1980.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so you can find good Puerto Rican food in this part of town, but Zaragoza is a tiny Mexican food haven. One of the cool things about this place is that it's really a small grocery store stacked with productos mexicanos. Hot sauces, beans, Mexican sodas, all kinds of things that would make a Mexican transplant feel at home.
I just thought it was cool that they sold goat tacos.
I've never had a goat taco.
I can sense, like, this is a place where people come to, like, get the things that they miss from home, and this place is, like, it's homey. It has a really tiny taco building station, and it's just a one-man situation.
That one man is
Martinez. Pompeo. Yeah, that's start of 14 years.
14 years?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been here all 14 years?
Mm-hmm.
Sí?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I come from Mexico.
Where in Mexico?
I come from Puebla.
Puebla.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It seems like most Mexicans in New York come from Puebla.
Just when we thought we Mexicans couldn't eat any more tacos, we ventured to our final neighborhood, Sunset Park in Brooklyn.
Sunset Park!
Like most of Brooklyn, Sunset Park has hosted many different immigrant groups over the years, like Irish and Scandinavian immigrants. Recently, it's become a wide mix of different Hispanic groups. In many ways, it's Brooklyn's Mexican hub. But the diversity is still apparent.
We headed over to our first and only food truck.
No, but look at the door. That's a taco bus.
But before we could even eat our food, we had overheard a conversation the owner, Mariano Tapia, was having with the city health inspector.
Just to be clear, this place is totally up to code. They were talking about how someone was complaining about the loud noise made by the generator used to power the truck.
Bus,
right.
Yeah, but it's, you know why? Because we have customers, so sometimes busy, you know, so I think the restaurants complain about us, you know. I think it's the restaurants.
Like, because you'd be taking business away from them?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Mariano told me something interesting.
Comida mexicana. muchos no son mexicanos, pero
he said that he's noticed lots of new Mexican restaurants opening up, but they're not necessarily owned or run by Mexicans. People have been saying that there's more Mexican food in New York, but what they really mean is there's more of a Mexican presence. American culture has become much more interested in Mexican cuisine.
And we've noticed that too, which is why we're here.
So we got
chorizo
and alpastor.
These tacos were Mexico City style, meaning they're tiny, but they come with an entire cooked white onion on top. It was crazy, but it did make it unique.
It's like fresco, it's like fresh with the onion. It's nice.
I was born in New York City, and I lived here till I was 11. And then when we moved to San Diego, I was like 11 years old. We were in San Diego, we were in the car, and I told my parents that I wanted to get Chinese food. And we drove around like these big malls for like 30 minutes and we couldn't find a Chinese restaurant. And that was it for me. Like, I just started bawling. Like, I was so upset about this move. And I was like, what kind of city doesn't have a Chinese restaurant? And it's funny now because I had that experience with Mexican food and moving here back. It's like, how is there not a great taco place in every freaking corner?
But maybe we'll see New York change over the next few decades. And maybe in 20 years, there will be a good taco place on every corner. For Latino USA, I'm Michael Simon Johnson.
And I'm Antonia Cerejida.
So, where are your favorite tacos in New York? Tell us at LatinoUSA on Twitter, or better yet, tell me at Maria_Hinojosa on Twitter.